صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. The honorable mother of Amir Ahl Sunnah was a pious and righteous woman. A short while after the passing away of his brother, his loving mother also departed from this world on 17 Safar al-Muzaffar, 1398 after Hijri. Amir Ahl Sunnah said, "My dear mother passed away on the night of Friday. She recited the kalima and istighfar and then stopped speaking. After ghusl had taken place, her face had become extremely illuminated. A beautiful scent would emanate from the place where she had passed away. And different kinds of pleasant scents would particularly emanate at the time of the night in which she had passed away. On the third day of her passing away, I had bought some roses in the morning and that remained fresh until the evening. I had placed these upon my mother's grave." Amir Ahl Sunnah states, "Believe me, such a delicate and rare smell emanated from them, which left me astonished. I had never smelt such a scent emanate from roses and still have not today. The scent actually continued to emanate from my hands for hours." Amir Ahl Sunnah further states, "All this is by the virtue of the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For whoever the Prophet's beautiful and affectionate gaze falls upon, they become fragrant. Then it is through such a person's scent that the world becomes fragrant." What great mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal showered on Amir Ahl Sunnah's mother, such that she passed away after having recited the kalima and istighfar. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, "The one whose final words are the kalima will enter paradise." May the mercy of Allah descend upon her, and may we be forgiven for her sake. Ameen. Bijah al-Nabi al-Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.